Joining us right now on the line is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan, who's going to discuss the latest impacts that COVID-19 has been having on his city. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dan. I appreciate you having me on again this week.
Well, we're happy to do it. Now, first of all, let's just get started by going through the latest numbers right now in the city.
Sure. Our loss of life is 283 deaths of Brockton residents. 283. Total cases overall, 4,665. And current active cases are 123 residents that are dealing with current active positive cases of COVID-19.
Now, this also comes as we're looking at school reopening.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what's interesting, though, is you know we were in a red classification, anything that's 8.0 and higher. And, you know, I initiated the curfew, mandatory curfew, which is still in effect in the city of Brockton, which starts 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. every day. Really, the genesis on that was to try to stop the outdoor house parties and parties that were happening in parks. I also needed to close three playgrounds, city-owned playgrounds. Every day they closed it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This was, again, out of abundance of caution. We are now in a yellow classification, which is great news. Dr. Rick Herman, my medical consultant, is really happy right now looking at the metrics. And so we had dropped into 7.4, 7.3. And then the most recent data yesterday came out, and we're at 6.3 right now. So the trend is heading in the right direction, but we can't, you know, we can't take our foot off the pedal. We need to continue to be really diligent and vigilant because COVID is still definitely here in the city and in the county and the Commonwealth.
Now, are schools all ready to get rolling now?
So we had a school committee subcommittee meeting just the other night. We have another one this coming Tuesday. We are going to be 100% remote, at least for the first term, which would be through November 19th. However, we will be every 2 weeks really analyzing the data. So we're working diligently. My own two kids that are in the public school system got calls from their principals last night to give out the laptops. We will be a one-to-one school district, meaning every boy and girl will get laptops to be able to work remote. So it's a daunting task for every municipality. But definitely for the city of Brockton being the size of our public school with enrollment. So we're doing everything we need to do, and again, schools will open next Wednesday here in Brockton.
Now, you've also got a new director of the Board of Health, is that correct?
Yes, I'm really pleased to announce I hired and the three members of the Board of Health approved Dr. Eno Mondeser. And Dr. Mondeser comes with a wealth of knowledge. He has a master's from BU in public health. He also has a PhD degree. And he started last week, and I'm just really thrilled that he's been able to hit the ground running from day one. Really has a great background in disease and infection. And so he's been working diligently with me and with Dr. Rick Herman. And he's a great hire, and he's going to be doing a great thing for the city of Brockton at the Board of Health.
Now, I want to ask you about something that's not entirely COVID-related, that's not really COVID-related, but of course the tragic death of Elder Fernandez, and of course now Congressman Stephen Lynch has announced he's going to be investigating this. Could you tell us kind of your perspective on this?
Sure. I mean, Sergeant Fernandez was a Brocktonian, class of 2015, Brockton High. He was a member of the Greenhouse and, you know, a proud soldier, and last Friday was his wake at Russell Peter in Brockton, and Saturday was the funeral, and I attended both of those. And on Friday night, I was with Congressman Lynch, and Governor Baker was there, and Senator Elizabeth Warren was there as well. So I did have the opportunity to speak to all three elected officials, and Congressman Lynch had flown to Texas to meet with the family, and I had reached out to the family as well. And there is a federal investigation. Something is extremely wrong right now in Fort Hood, and there needs to be answers. There needs to be answers for the Fernandez family. They need to know how this happened and why this happened, and you know, do the actions so that no other family has to suffer like the Fernandez family are doing, and other families that have lost loved ones directly related to the fort.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. And I just want everybody to remember tomorrow is 9/11. So let's always remember the people that we lost that day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.